who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 742 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Thirsty Thursday. We have a lot to get to today, guys. Got a big jam-packed slate. I have an 8-pack for you across NBA, college basketball. Might have to put on a pot of coffee because I got a lot of late-night sweats and college hoops for you, including a blueprint play for me and a very heavily bet game. A really sharp contrarian line freeze. Also three in the NHL. And then we're going to wrap up the pod talking NFL wildcard weekend. Some big updates here. And there is a very interesting, sneaky, late-evolving, weather-based underplay that just popped out to me. It's a game I've been leaning on. And just got a really good weather report. A bad weather report if you're going to the game, but a good one if you're going to be inside, staying warm, staying dry, watching the game from your couch here. So stay tuned for that. Going to run through all of our updates here for wildcard weekend. Big NBA slate. As well as college hoops and NHL for tonight. But guys, how about another winning day? How about 5-3 last night plus 0.49 units? So we got a half unit there. I will take it. And that makes three straight winning days to start this week. So let's see if we can keep it rolling. Obviously, when you're betting on sports, the goal is to make money. I think that's the bottom line here. But the goal is also to just continue to grind. Whether you have a huge night and go 5-0 and stack, you know, 4 or 5 units, whether you get 0.01 units, whether you get 2 units, it doesn't matter. Anything in the green, anything positive, you take it, you learn from it, you move on, and you continue to grind. So when you're struggling betting on sports, you wake up the next day, you're not really that interested in getting back in the arena because you're taking some punches there. But when you're doing well and you're riding a good win streak here, I cannot wait to wake up the next day and get back right in the arena. So 5-3 plus 0.49 units, we got couple NBA overs last night, the Celtics and the 76ers, a couple non-conference over system matches, which have been great so far this year. I got another one for you today. The LA Kings came through, Texas A&M as an unranked home favorite versus ranked opponent, got it done on the money line. Same thing with Penn State. Couldn't get the Caps. Mississippi State let us down, and then Arkansas. They were tied at the half and then got completely blown out there in the second half, but that's okay. Third straight winning day, 5-3 plus 0.49 units. I will take it. So, of course, guys, before we turn the page for all of our sweats for today, really quick housekeeping, as always, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VEASAN newsletter. It's called the VEASAN Daily. All you got to do is go to VEASAN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, and then every day, once your email's submitted, you'll wake up, open up your inbox, and open up your email. Boom, there we are, VEASAN, giving you the newsletter every day, telling you what's going on in the sports betting market that day, and in particular, what's going on at VEASAN. So once you get the newsletter, for example, today, you wake up to a ton of great wildcard weekend coverage, including talking about quarterbacks, obviously Skylar Thompson. You're having a lot of question marks here with Baltimore's quarterback. So updates here, breakdowns from Adam Burke, Matty Eumanns, Dave Tooley, Brady Cannon, the whole crew here looking at each wildcard weekend game. So I thought that was really interesting. You also get Dave Tooley's takes, college hoops, NBA MVP odds. A lot of great information here on the daily for the VSiN Daily Newsletter. And then you also get promos for Legal Sportsbook. So take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. That's VSiN.com/newsletter. And then if you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey, you're using all the free resources at VSiN to your advantage, but you're saying, hey, I want more. I want to become an even sharper better. Well, guess what? A good craftsman never blames his tools. And if you want to be a good sports better, you need the best tools, information, insights, and advice that you possibly can get. And that's what we're going to do for you when you become a member at VSiN. So we have a great promo right now. I think it's awesome. I would give this a shot if you're listening. It's only $9.99. It's 10 bucks. I mean, come on, guys. You go to the bar, you get a beer, a couple PBRs, maybe a nice beer and a tip. I mean, right there, boom. That's going to cover you for a month of VSiN coverage. And it's a good time to do it. You'll get covered for the entire NFL playoffs going up to the Super Bowl. So for only 10 bucks, you will get all of the best bets sent to your email throughout the day. You'll get a live stream of all the VSiN shows. You can watch Follow the Money or Lombardi Line or Rest in Peace, Betting Across America. And you'll also get the DraftKings percentages, which are real and spectacular, as well as all the articles beyond the paywall. So great time right now with NFL heating up and the playoffs and everything going on to become a VSiN Pro member and take advantage of this promo. Again, only $9.99 for a full month of VSiN. Give it a shot if you're interested. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Then lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter is where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is where you stay plugged into a real-time market, constantly moving, changing, and evolving. We need to be the first to know, not the last, when it comes to information that could affect our bet. So following local beat reporters, getting injury updates here. Just had Tua obviously ruled out. You get that info first, see the line shoot right back up to the Buffalo Bills. But also creating a gambling community, being able to communicate and direct message other bettors. I love that aspect of Twitter. So get on Twitter. It's a great resource for bettors. Follow at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. I'd be happy to help you in any way that I can. So with that being said, another 8-pack today. And I'm feeling a little spicy. Let's get back into the arena. It's a big thirsty Thursday. Who misses Thursday night football? I do. I wish we had a Thursday night game tonight. I wonder in the future, NFL, you know they're all about the money. Will they ever have a Thursday night playoff game? I could see that maybe happening one day. Who knows? But anyway, 8-pack today. Let's start off with the NBA. Had a good night last night, 2-0 with our non-conference over. So guess what? I'm going back to the well with another non-conference over. Give me the Thunder and the 76ers over. I got over 231.5 this morning on the Morning Bets pod if you had tuned in. But if you missed that, now you're looking at an over 230. I see it's all over the place. I see it over 233. 232.5, 233.5. Again, try to get the best number you can. Have those multiple outs so you can shop for the best line. But let's just call it right now a 233. Again, you might get something better across the market. But over 233, Thunder and 76ers right off the bat, it's our non-conference over system match. When you are a non-conference game, lack of familiarity, benefiting the offense, the defense doesn't know how to match up. Non-conference overs are 136-106 this year, 56%. If you flip it, and you look at conference overs, they're only 48%. You're way down in a minus ROI. So we've had success here with these non-conference overs. Here's another match here. You also get some of the data or analytics for this game. Both these teams are really big over teams. The Oklahoma City Thunder, a young team, they score a lot, they give up a lot. They're 24-16 to the over on the year. And Philadelphia is 23-17 to the over on the year. You also get some analytics here in terms of pace and style of play. OKC is your third fastest paced team in the NBA. So up and down the court, a lot of possessions, more opportunities to score. Philadelphia is one of your better offensive efficiency teams this year. They're number 7 overall. So we have fast paced, good offense, and also recent performance. You have the Sixers, 5-0 to the over, their last 5. We have Oklahoma City, 5-0 to the over, their last 5. And Philly also is 5-0 to the over, their last 5 at home in particular. Which would match here with Philly at home tonight. So I'm going to take a shot on this over. We got two over teams. It's a non-conference over system match. Again, try to get the best number you can on this one, but I'm rooting for some points. See if we can get it in Philadelphia. Give me the Sixers and the Thunder. You would have gotten a nice 231.5 over this morning if you tuned into Morning Bets. If not, I'm still playing it at 233. But let's get a lot of points in that OKC Philadelphia over play there. Now over to the NHL because I want to save a big college basketball slate for the second half of the pod. So let's go to hockey. I got 3 bets for you. I'm going Boston Bruins with my first pick. Bruins are at home tonight against the Seattle Kraken. So lowercase K, Kraken, stay out at sea. You're not getting released tonight. Let's go Bruins in this one. So Bruins, right off the bat, Bruins, we want the cup. They opened as low as like minus, I saw like a minus 200, minus 210. Now you're up to around minus 220. I see some books even minus 230. So again, hockey, moneyline sports, that can really make a difference depending on what book you're at, because you can save a bunch of juice if you can shop for the best line. But I got a lot of matches on the Bs. I know it's a big number. As always, it's bet to risk, not bet to win. I'm on Bruins minus 220. I'm not risking 2.2 units to win one. I'm just risking my one unit, trying to get a little less than a half unit back. But not just the line move, but a lot of good system matches. Non-division steam, 10 cents of steam or more, two teams, different divisions. The team taking in the big money is 207 and 128, 62% this year, 8% ROI. Home fave with a line move in a non-conference game, 67 and 33, 67% this year. If you are a home favorite of 200 or more off a win, you're 60 and 24, 71%. So I got a lot of good matches here on Boston. Also, the Bruins, 26 and 5 as a favorite, 19-0 and 3 at home. They've been great when they're favorite and at home. They have the better offense here, slightly, 3.9 goals a game versus 3.7. Defensively, only giving up 2.2 goals a game versus 3.1. They have the better power play, 28% with Pastrnak, one-timer there from the dot, versus 22% for the Kraken, and a better penalty kill, 86% versus 70%. Now, you add that all up, it's a play on the Bruins for me, but this is what I really like about the Bs. They're a veteran team. They have some younger guys here, but they also got some veterans, and they are really rested for this one, and I think that's a big benefit to Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci and some of your older players. But if you look at the last time the Bruins played, they played on the 8th. Again, they've been off for 4 days here. Seattle played on the 10th, so it's a two-day rest advantage for Boston. Also, Seattle is playing their third game in 4 days. So that's kind of a tough spot schedule-wise for Seattle to come to the Bean and try to defeat the Bruins. So I'm on the Bruins tonight. Bruins! I got them at minus 220. Keep on cruising. Another bet for me. I'm going to take a shot on Toronto. I don't love the fact that this is the second leg of a back-to-back for Toronto, but they're taking in some pretty good smart money here on the road at Detroit. I'll give you another angle here that you might be a little more confident to take Toronto here, despite the fact that second leg of a back-to-back. But Toronto, line movement. They opened minus 140. They're up to minus 150. So right off the bat, you've seen the line go to the Toronto Maple Leafs here. This would match a couple systems for me. A road favorite off a win, 86 and 45, 66%, 7% ROI. A road favorite versus a non-playoff team from the previous year, 87 and 49, 64% this year. Toronto is 21 and 14 as a favorite. They're 11, 6 and 3 on the road. Detroit is just 11 and 16 as a dog. Better offense for Toronto, 3.4 goals a game versus 3.1. What's Mitch Marner to record a point tonight? The guy's been on fire. And then defensively, big edge here. Only 2.6 goals a game for Toronto allowed versus 3.4 for Detroit. And Toronto's got a pretty good tandem here. Matt Murray and Ilya Samsonov. And I think Murray was last night and Samsonov tonight, but both goalies have done well. So even though it's a second leg of a back-to-back, it's kind of like the Bruins with Swayman and Ullmark. You're still confident in quote-unquote your backup goalie. Also, penalty kill. 79% versus 75% for Toronto, and a much better power play, 25% versus 20%. But I told you, aside from that, the line move, the system matches, the head-to-head here. If you look at the last nine matchups between Toronto and Detroit, Toronto is 9-0 against Detroit. So hopefully they've had their number, they continue to have their number. Again, the only thing keeping me from like a perfect play tonight, and don't let perfect be the enemy of good, is that it's the second leg of a back-to-back. But market's moving with Toronto. A lot of system matches. I'm going Toronto Maple Leafs. I got the Leafs at minus 147. Last bet for me. A little bit of a big number here. But as always, bet Tristan up bet to win. Give me the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Lightning are at home against Vancouver. You're getting a backup here in net for Vancouver. Tampa's got Vasilevsky rested and ready to go. But Tampa Bay opened around minus 230. You've seen them now get bet up to around minus 250, minus 260. So the line continues to rise in favor of Tampa Bay. They would match quite a few systems. If you look at favorites off a win, 62%. What else do I have? Home fave off a win, opponent off a loss, 61%. Home fave minus 200 or more off a win, 60 and 24, 71%. So all matching here with Tampa. Tampa is 24 and 8 as a favorite, 16, 4 and 1 at home. So been great as a favorite, great at home. That's the spot they're in tonight. Vancouver is only 10 and 14 as a dog, 9, 10 and 2 on the road. So not terrible, but also losing there as a dog and on the road. Offense is pretty much equal, 3.6 a game versus 3.5 in favor of Tampa. But the big difference here is defensively. Tampa's only given up 3 goals a game. Vancouver is giving up 4 goals a game. You don't really often see a full goal difference in, you know, goals scored versus goals allowed. So that's a big advantage here for the defense of Tampa Bay. Also, another rest versus tired. Vancouver is playing their third game in 5 days. Tampa is playing their second game in 6 days. So Tampa is the much more rested team in this spot against a tired Vancouver team who's now on the road and got to take on Tampa Bay. So I'm going Tampa Bay here, guys. I got Tampa Bay at minus 250. Again, you're creeping up toward minus 260 now, but shop around, try to find the best number. So three bets for me: Boston, minus 220, Toronto, minus 147, and Tampa Bay, minus 250. That about does it for the first half of the VSiN Market Insights podcast, episode 742. But don't go anywhere. That was just an appetizer. That was just, you know, you go out to dinner, you go out to, Applebee's or Chili's, and you start with some mozzarella sticks, but now you get the main course coming. We're going to get some chicken fajitas out for you here. That's sizzle. You know, when they hear, you're going to hear them sizzle when they walk out with it, they got to wear the hot glove. That gets me going. That's one of my favorite things to order. So that's what's coming up next. That was your appetizer, NBA, NHL. Now we got a big college basketball slate for tonight, including a blueprint play for me in the most heavily bet game of the night, and then three other obscure sides here, taking in some big money, even though they are low bet games that the public has no idea about. And then after college, we'll finish up with some updates for wildcard weekend, including a very big weather-based late evolving play toward an under in one of these wildcard weekend games. So do not go anywhere. Going to finish up strong with our 8-pack, 4 down, 4 to go, on episode 742 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven contrarian angle, your buddy Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99 for a full month of access. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits to let you know where the money and the bets are coming in for every game, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big props. So don't miss out on this limited time offer. If you ever wanted to give VSiN a shot, now is the time. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe, sign up for only $9.99, and become a part of the Sports Betting Network. The Sports Betting Network. That's VSIN-subscribe. All right, everyone, we are back at it after posting our third straight winning day. You love to see it. Three straight winning days. You can't wait to wake up and get back in the arena and get the sweats rolling again. 5-3 plus 0.49 units yesterday. Again, NBA non-conference overs came through, as well as the Kings, Texas A&M, Penn State. You guys know the drill. Caps, Mississippi State let us down, and Arkansas was one that I really liked, but they got really just blown out there in the second half. But that's okay. Third straight winning night. Let's make it four straight winning nights. Talked NBA, the OKC over, 233. Maybe you got a better number there. The Bruins, the Leafs, and Tampa Bay in hockey. Now let's go over to college basketball. Pretty big college basketball slate. And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, put on a pot of coffee because it's going to be some late night sweats for us tonight, starting with Gonzaga and BYU. This is a 9:30 p.m. Eastern time game, most heavily bet game of the night. This one is going to be on ESPN. And I'm going to take the dog here. Give me BYU plus 6.5. I told you I had a blueprint play on the most heavily bet game of the night. It's BYU, baby. I'll tell you why. Number one is a line freeze. Everybody and their mother is on Gonzaga tonight. I get it. Zags have been a great team for a while, even though they can never win the big game when they need to in March Madness. But that being said, they've dominated, obviously, their small conference forever. They're 14-3. They're ranked 8th overall. They've won 9 straight. BYU 13-6 unranked. They are 8-1 their last 9, though. But Gonzaga, all the public needs to know is Gonzaga is on, and we're going to play Gonzaga because a big-name school with a lot of public bias in their favor. So Gonzaga is a huge public play. They're getting 82% of bets tonight. They are a very popular bet. However, the line hasn't moved at all. It opened minus Gonzaga. It opened Gonzaga minus 6.5. We're still Gonzaga minus 6.5. I saw a couple books briefly go to 7 and then come right back down. But for all intents and purposes, guys, you know, we talk about reverse line moves, steam moves. This is a line freeze. A line freeze is when the betting line does not move despite heavy, heavy lopsided betting in one direction. So think of it this way. If Gonzaga is getting 82% of bets and they open minus 6.5, shouldn't they be up to minus 7, minus 7.5, minus 8, minus 8.5? Shouldn't this line be moving further toward the really lopsided side? It should, theoretically, because books have so much liability. They'll adjust the number up and make bettors pay a more expensive price on the popular side, also move the number to entice betting on the dog there. But no. Books, they take positions on games, and it looks like to me they've taken a position on BYU. So despite only getting 18% of bets, BYU has stayed right at plus 6.5. Tells me the books don't want to give out a better number to contrarian BYU backers. So it's just a really sharp line freeze to start. It's also your number one contrarian play of the night. Heavily bet, 9 o'clock, primetime, ESPN. And you're only getting 18% of bets? That's just a walk into a bar on a thirsty Thursday and everyone's sweating Gonzaga. Boom. I want to be wearing a BYU jersey for this one. KenPom has a good edge here. He has Gonzaga only winning by 5 points. So if we're getting 6.5, boom. We got some value there. BYU, you do have Gonzaga with the better offense. Again, that's what they're known for. But BYU has the better defense, only giving up 67 points a game versus 73. They have a better rebounding margin, 40 a game versus 37 for the Zags. And BYU is 8-1 at home. So Zags, you can win this game, but just win by 6 or less. This is a blueprint play for me. It's not just your top contrarian play of the night. You also have a sharp line freeze. We have a KenPom edge. Give me BYU. I'm on BYU plus 6.5. Let's go Cougars. Next one for me. I told you I had some late night obscure games. Next one. I'm going to go Seattle. Seattle on the money line. Seattle is at home against New Mexico State. 10 o'clock game, very low bet game. But again, these obscure games, I like the line moves in obscure games because no one woke up today on Thursday and said, you know what? Drop what you're doing. I got to go bet and watch New Mexico State, Seattle. No. The public doesn't really care about this game at all. It's very low bet, but pros really care about this one. And they're hitting Seattle. That's where I'm going. Let's go to Seattle here. Seattle opened around minus 3 at home. They're up to minus 4. So right off the bat, you've had a line move in favor of Seattle. I took Seattle on the money line, minus 180. Again, I'm willing to pay a little bit more higher price of for juice here just to say, hey, hashtag win the game. Did anyone see there was a terrible, I forgot what game it was, but kid inbounded it. The dog was covering. The favorite caught the inbound and shot a 3 with 1 second left, and it killed the dog plus the points. I forget which game it was. It went viral last night on Twitter, but that's why I go money line instead of the points. In situations like that, I guess it's not a perfect example, but just the unpredictability of late weird things happening, fluky things happening. So I'm on Seattle minus 180, line move minus 3 to minus 4 in a very obscure game. KenPom has them winning by 4. He's got them ranked higher, 139 versus 152 for New Mexico State. And also home road. I put a lot of stock into this, but I say it all the time, but you know, you're a pro, you're used to going on a hostile environment on the road. you're a young kid, 18, 19 years old, sometimes it's difficult. You got some nerves. You got to go into someone else's building. So I lean on a lot of home road splits. Seattle is 6-0 at home, undefeated. New Mexico State is 1-4 on the road. So New Mexico State has not done well on the road. Seattle is undefeated at home. Seattle is also 3-0 in conference play. New Mexico State is 0-4 in conference play. So obscure game, line move to Seattle. Tells me sharps are on it. You know, KenPom's got them by 4. Higher ranking, great at home. New Mexico State bad on the road. Undefeated conference play Seattle. Not undefeated, winless, I should say, for New Mexico State in conference. So give me Seattle, 10 o'clock game. I got Seattle at minus 180. Next play for me, Tennessee State. I told you I got these obscure late night games. These are the ones that caught my eye today. I'm on Tennessee State. It's one of literally your most heavily, least bet game of the night, least popular games of the night. It's 9 o'clock. It's Tennessee Martin at Tennessee State. It's very similar. If you like Seattle, you probably like Tennessee State. Tennessee State opened a very short 2-point home favorite. Now they've been bet up to -3.5. I even see some shops at -4. So right off the bat, obscure game, line move, check. You have, and again, this is a money line play for me. I'm on Tennessee State at minus 165. KenPom's got them winning by 5, so slight KenPom edge. You know, when that line opened, -2 Tennessee State, boom, a lot of flood of big money on Tennessee State. It's got them ranked higher, 283 versus 300. And again, home road, Tennessee State, 8-2 at home. Tennessee Martin, 1-6 on the road. So obscure line move, KenPom edge, great at home, bad on the road, UT Martin. I am on Tennessee State, game 833-834, money line, minus 165. And then last play of the night for me, for college basketball, and to finish up our 8-pack, San Diego. This one's for the fiance, who was born and raised in San Diego, and came out to the East Coast for college. And then we met later on, and the rest is history, and now it's me, the fiance, and Metal Pup. So this one's for my girl from San Diego. Let's go San Diego on the money line. Again, another money line play for me, another obscure line move game for me, 10 o'clock tonight. I am on San Diego at minus 140. San Diego is at home against the Dine, Pepperdine. But San Diego opened. This was like a pick 'em. I saw one book that maybe even opened I guess maybe that was an outlier. I saw one book that opened -1 Pepperdine. That can't be right. But it was like -1, pick 'em, -1, -1.5 San Diego, low bet game. Now they're up to -2.5. So this is a money line play for me, San Diego at minus 140. KenPom only has them winning by 1. But you do have an obscure line move. Also, Pepperdine, I want to bet against them on the road. They're 0-5 on the road. They've really struggled on the road and in conference play. And this is a spot for me to back San Diego, who's lost 2 straight and is looking to come back and get things back on track. Pepperdine has lost 4 straight. This is kind of a lesser of two evils play a little bit. And you have had San Diego win, I think, 3 straight here, head-to-head against Pepperdine. So I'm going to back San Diego. Late night, low bet game, obscure line move. Not a huge KenPom edge, but a good home road split here to bet against Pepperdine. So give me San Diego, money line, minus 140. So 4 bets here. BYU's the big one. Again, when I say big one, every bet is risking 1 unit. So again, it's like you lose the national championship game on TCU, you feel like an idiot. But every game's the same. It's 1 unit, so it's not really that big a deal. We're just trying to grind out a profitable night. So BYU +6.5, Seattle money line -180, Tennessee State money line -165, San Diego money line -140. That does it for our 8-pack here. But I told you I got some updates in the NFL, including a weather-based underplay. So this one really caught my eye. I was actually annoyed because I just tweeted it out, under 42.5 Seattle San Francisco. And immediately, I'm not going to take credit for moving the number here. It's a weather-based play, but immediately it just went down to 42. So I'll now take the under 42. You can shop around. You might find a hook on under 42.5 for Seattle San Fran. But we just got an update here on the weather for Seattle and San Francisco. So take a step back. I was looking at this under anyway because unders in the wild card weekend are great. They're 16-8, 67% the last 5 postseasons. And this was one of the only totals that actually fell. Seattle and San Fran. It went from 43.5 down to 42.5. And I'm saying, okay, you know, we have unders that do well in wild card weekend. We also have a divisional under. Again, built in familiarity. Now you're playing the other team for the 3rd time this year. So even more insight and kind of familiarity knowing your opponent. So hopefully you match up better defensively. You know what to expect. And then I was saying, okay, it could be rainy. Weather might not be great. But the weather looks like it's getting even worse out there in San Francisco. It's not freezing cold. It's going to be like in the 50s. But the update here is you're going to get heavy, heavy rain. Could get up to more than an inch during the game. And you are getting wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. So we add that with the dip to the under, with the unders doing well in the playoffs here. It's also contrarian. You have 63% of bets on the over, yet this total fell. The rain isn't a big thing. You know, you talk to Mike Pritchard or Sean King at VSiN, my colleagues, they'll tell you it's not rain, it's not snow, it's the wind. So I'm not betting the under because of the rain, I'm betting it because of the wind. 10 to 20 miles per hour here. But also, these teams run the ball, and it's a divisional spot here. So I put in San Fran under 42.5 today. Again, shop around, try to find a 42.5 if you can. If not, I'll take 42. I think this thing could continue to fall as the weather could play a bigger role there. So that's an official bet for me for wildcard weekend. San Fran and Seattle under 42.5. Again, now you're 42 if you can no longer find the hook there. Jaguars, this one's really interesting to me. I was like loving Jags all week. It got down Jags plus 2.5 down to like a pick 'em or plus 1. You've had buyback on the Chargers. Now it's back up to minus 2.5 Chargers. And now I'm like saying to myself, can we get a 3 on Jacksonville? But I'm wondering if this is the high water mark here at 2.5, thinking this may creep back down because a lot of system matches here on the Jags. Wild card weekend, dogs playing a team who missed the playoffs last year, 10-1 against the spread, 91%. Last five postseasons. Wildcard dogs who missed the playoffs the previous year, 66% last five postseasons. So all these are matching on Jags. Public's on the Chargers. You've heard me break down this game before. I was a little bit surprised such buyback here on the Chargers. At one point, I was thinking this might go dog to favorite toward Jacksonville. But I'm thinking grabbing the 2.5 right now. I don't know if it's going to get to 3. Obviously, you're off the key number here. The fact that it's public Chargers, but the books don't want to go to 3, that's notable to me. But then also, maybe a teaser play. Jags plus 2.5 up to plus 8.5. Do you want to pair that with the Tampa Bay Bucks plus 2.5 to plus 8.5? That could be worth a look here on the teaser. But I'm thinking about putting in the Jags right now at plus 2.5. I just don't think, you know, based on kind of the way this thing has gone back and forth, I don't know if we'll get to 3. And if anything, I think we may get back down to 2.5. And either way, Jacksonville, 8 o'clock, 8:15 game Saturday night. It's heavily bet. It's prime time. The contrarian play is the Jags. So I'll take the 2.5. If not, I'll tease them up to plus 8.5. But I'm still on the Jags here, and I think 2.5 might be your best number. Next one for me, Buffalo. I'm looking toward the under here. Obviously, this one's been back and forth. Buffalo was like minus 11. They got down to minus 9. We thought Tua might play. He's out. Probably a good thing for his career and his livelihood and his health to not push it after you've had, what, like 3 concussions this year. But it looks like it's going to be Skylar Thompson for Miami. And with Thompson in, this line shot right back up to Buffalo minus 13. So I'm not laying the 13. I'm not taking the 13. I don't really want any part of the spread here. But I'm going to take the under in this one. Under 43.5. Public's on the over. About 70% of bets on the over. But at one point, this line got all the way up to, I wanted to say like 45, 44. Now you're down to 43.5. This would be another divisional under system match. Wildcard weekend under 67%. Also, just Thompson at quarterback. I just don't see a lot of offense coming from this kid. You look at the last game they played against the Jets. It was an 11-6 game. So Thompson doesn't really move the ball. Now, the other thing is we need no turnovers from him. No pick sixes, no fumbles at your own 20. But this would be a divisional under. It's public over, yet the line falling. I'm playing this one too, guys. Give me Miami-Buffalo under 43.5 as a divisional under, contrarian under, and also a big spread under. You know, you're up, 20 points in the fourth quarter. Do you run the ball, chew up the clock? I'm going under here. Buffalo under 43.5. I am officially on the G-Men. I bet that yesterday, plus 3. I was holding out for the hook. I'm not sure I'm going to get it there, but G-Men are contrarian, low bets, higher dollars, matching some systems here with wildcard weekend dogs. Opponent missed the postseason. They missed the postseason, all matching to the G-Men. And again, why haven't we gone to 3.5 if everyone's betting Minnesota? And I'm not a believer in Minnesota. You know, they got a great record, but I think it's kind of deceiving because if you look at their win-loss or their point differential, they're minus 3 despite being 13-4. So to me, the play here is the G-Men who rested their starters and actually played tough and still covered against Philly in Week 18. So give me the G-Men here plus 3. That's an official bet for me. And then Tampa. Still holding out for a 3 on Tampa. Everyone keeps telling me Tampa's going to be a trendy dog. Like, Tampa's a trendy dog. Tampa's a trendy dog. How can you take Tampa? Well, let me just give you the update here. You know, and this is important because trendy dog doesn't mean you're getting 50% of bets. It means you're getting like 70, 80% of bets. So Tampa Bay right now is getting 54% of bets. That's not a trendy dog. Again, that's basically public is split down the middle, 54% at DraftKings here. Now, if Tampa was getting 64, 74, 84%, then okay, I would rethink this thing and say, hey, that's a trendy dog we probably don't want to be getting down on. But again, 54%, it's not trendy. Again, people have been telling me that, like, how can you be on Tampa? They're trendy. No, they're not. They're only 54%. And again, they did fall plus three down to 2.5. So let's see if this thing creeps back up to 3. I haven't bet it yet. It's a Monday night game. I'm holding out for a plus 3. I think Tampa teasing them up to plus 8.5, pairing that with Jacksonville 8.5. I think that could be probably your best teaser of the weekend. But if you look at wild card weekend dogs with a line move in their favor, 16-7, 70%. That would match here with Tampa. So I'm still on Tampa, whether it's a teaser, whatever you want to call it. I'm on Tampa there in that spot, but I'm going to hold out for the 3. Baltimore Cincy, we talked about teasing down Cincy. Your last chance was yesterday. Well, that chance is now gone. They were minus 6.5. Now they're up to minus 10. You're probably going to get Baltimore, I don't know, Anthony Brown again, who, by the way, killed my under because he kept fumbling and getting intercepted in that last matchup. So is it Huntley? Is it Brown? I'm not sure. But really, that teaser value is gone. Now you're up to 10. You take him down to minus 4. You know, you've only gone through one key number. The play there was yesterday when we mentioned on the pod, Cincy minus 8.5 to 2.5, anything below 3. So to me, that game's now pretty much a layoff. Maybe you look under. It did fall 43.5 down to 40.5, but that's a no bet for me. And hopefully, if you did play Cincy in a teaser, you bet it yesterday to get under the key number of 3. Well, that about does it. Updates there for the NFL. Big 8-pack tonight. A lot of sweats. Let's see if we can make it 4 straight winning days. But reminder, if you enjoy the VSiN Market Insights podcast, if you have learned to become a sharper, data-driven better, you're looking at data, line movement, going contrarian, betting splits, betting system matches, you're flat betting, you're not parlaying, you're making some money, you're doing better, you're beating closing lines. Even when you lose, you're on the right side of the line move. That's a good signal there that you're reading the market correctly. If any of that is the case, and you want to make my day, let me know. You appreciate the hard work I put in grinding in the arena, approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven contrarian angle every day. Then there's one thing I ask of you. Make me happy. Make my day. Buy my book. Support the team. Go to Amazon.com. Type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me. It's got everything I've learned in the industry. How lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, all included in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So grab one. If you already have, thank you. If you're maybe going to buy a copy for you or a buddy or a colleague or a friend or a family member, it really would make my day. So really, seriously, guys, thank you. Thank you for supporting the team. But that about does it. Another pod here in the books. Whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut. Before you know it, at the Encore with Ben Affleck and J-Lo sweating games legally in Boston in just a couple weeks from now. Or in New York with Bernie and the crew. Wise guys at my in-laws up in Buffalo. Out in Vegas where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners at the South Point where the lowest juice possible is found. Or at Circa, sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Stadium Swim. Getting a victory burger at the end of the night or the Mandalay Bay or the Superbook, wherever it may be. You're going to walk up to me. You're going to show me a Celtics non-conference over ticket, a Sixers non-conference over ticket, LA Kings, Texas A&M, Penn State. Guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book so that Sharp Contrarian plays all night long. So I wish you the best of luck, everyone. Have a fantastic Thirsty Thursday. We're back at it tomorrow for Fade the Public Friday. And guess what? We got the return of Biden in the arena. So I'll hopefully have some UFC bets for you for this weekend as well. Getting back to our UFC grind. Cannot wait for that. But seriously, guys, have a great day. Good luck. My parting words, as always, stay sharp. Stay contrarian. Bet against the public. Place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. Again, but anything can happen in a one-off game. But over 1,000 bets, you stick with the smart money. You place yourself on the side that is simultaneously against the house. Against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some CLV. If we can do that, we're going to be A-OK long-term, guys. So have a fantastic day. Good luck. Do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Let's see if we can make it 4 straight winning days in a row. Good luck, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow for Fade the Public Friday.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.